Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. On June 16, 1883, the Del Norte Record newspaper published a column titled News of the Week. It offers a glimpse into early day life on the southern Oregon coast. It reported, Orville Rice cut his foot badly in logging camp. A Chinaman was punched in the snoot at the same camp. The puncher fired, and a bottle of St. Jacob's oil ordered for the victim. The road to Smith River is good now, but the mill has shut down. The Elk River mill lost its auger in the artesian well. The Odd Fellows are talking about her new cemetery. McNamara says a band of cattle are coming over the mountain next week. The judge was seen riding Jimmy's four-foot mule. Wind howling from the north. Strawberries are scarce. The drugstore will soon move to more commodious quarters on Front Street. Horace Gaskey offered the lowest bid for building the South Fork Bridge. Mrs. Steele opened a ladies' store on 2nd Street. Bay Hotel barbershop closed. Barber gone to Jacksonville. The recently built 2nd Street Saloon will be the finest in the county. James Pomeroy caught a gopher a foot long, but nobody actually saw it. Today's episode of As It was written by Laurel Gerkman, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.